Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're talking about the power of resilience, the possibility of redemption, and understand that you are not defined by your past. Here's your second chance in life. Let's get into it. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and sometimes the journey we envision for ourselves, it could be interrupted by trials and tribulations, failures, setbacks, and disappointments, and that can make us feel as though we've lost our way. But what if these challenges are not the end of the road, but rather a new beginning? What if those challenges serve as your fresh start in life as you evolve and elevate them through, not simply going through them, but growing through all of those challenges that you face? Because let's face it, no one has a perfect life. So what if every setback is an opportunity for a second chance at greatness? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast. So a second chance, it's a testament to the resilience of the human spirit. And it's sort of a reminder that no matter where you've been or what you've gone through, you have the power to rewrite your story. And we're going to embrace that and just focus on learning from your experiences and using them as opportunities to elevate, stepping stones towards a greater future. So we will go over those strategies on how to turn adversity into strength, reclaim your purpose, and step boldly into the life you were meant to live, because every challenge carries a lesson and every trial can lead to triumph if you choose to rise. So as you listen to this podcast today, understand one important thing: that your past does not define you. Your struggles does not determine your worth, and you have been given a second chance. The question is, are you ready to embrace it? We all make mistakes and we all face hardships. We all experience moments where we feel like we failed, you know, and we want to give up, that life has dealt us an unfair hand. This episode isn't about minimizing the pain of those experiences or pretending that they didn't happen. It's about recognizing that those trials and tribulations don't have to be the end of our story. It's about understanding that we have the power to learn, we have the power to grow and create a second chance for ourselves, to write a new chapter filled with hope, filled with purpose, and fulfillment. So we're going to get real and raw about the challenges of overcoming adversity and explore how to embrace the possibility of a second chance to rise above our past and create a future that we are so incredibly proud of. So we'll explore what it means to truly embrace a second chance, discuss the common obstacles that can hinder our ability to move forward after we've experienced hardship, after we faced some difficult times in life. We'll unpack practical strategies for letting go of the past, freeing ourselves, cultivating self-compassion, and building a brighter future. We'll be honest about the vulnerability and the courage required to face our challenges and make changes, but also celebrate the immense power of the human spirit to heal, to grow, and create a life of purpose and meaning. So what does it mean to have a second chance? It's all about redemption. Finding a way to overcome past mistakes or failures, growth, learning and evolving from difficult experiences. You have to grow and you have to evolve and you have to, you know, Elevate and don't let those difficult times get you down, but rise, grow through them. It's about resilience, bouncing back from setbacks and adversities, and believing in the possibility of a better future. It's about self-forgiveness. Forgive yourself, forgive others, and it's about letting go of guilt and shame about the past. Let it go. Don't be defined by your past mistakes and don't feel ashamed. Learn from all of those experiences. Learn from those things that you were once ashamed of and do better. Move forward. It's all about the new beginnings, creating new opportunities and possibilities for yourself. So let's focus on and unpack what can hinder our ability to embrace a second chance. You know what I'm gonna say, negative self-talk, the constant critical thoughts that, you know, keep you demotivated. They undermine your self-confidence and your motivation. That's all negative self-talk can do. Attachment to the past, holding on to old things that hurt, holding on to resentment or regret, being bitter, that unhealthy attachment to the past. Another big one is fear of failure, the fear of making mistakes or not being good enough, lack of self-belief, doubting our ability to change or create a better future. And here's a really big one, external pressures. The opinions of others and expectations of others. I'm here to tell you, validation is for parking. Do not let those external pressures get in your head. So I want to go through some practical strategies for embracing a second chance in life. The first and the biggest thing ever is to acknowledge and accept your past. Don't deny or minimize your past experiences, but don't let them define you either. I mean, it's sort of like you have to have a healthy balance. You're not in denial of what your past consists of, but at the same time, you're not going to let it show up and, you know, manifest throughout the future. You want to nip those old things in the past and don't let it define you, but also remember what they are so that you can learn, use them as a learning tool to do better. Practice self-compassion. That's a big one. Be kind and understanding and love on yourself because everyone makes mistakes. You are human, I am human, and we all make mistakes. So show yourself some compassion and forgive yourself. Let go of guilt, let go of shame because you deserve a second chance. And identify your strengths and talents. Focus on all of the resources that you do have and all of your great capabilities, and set clear goals and take actions and break down everything that you want for the future into small, achievable goals. That's a really big thing. And seek support. Don't be shy. Connect with trusted friends, family members, mentors, or professionals who can offer you guidance and encourage you through your time of need. And learn from all of your mistakes. Let them be your motivation. Reflect on what you've learned from past experiences and how you can avoid repeating them. And be open to new possibilities and adapt to changing circumstances. Understand that a second chance in life, it's not just a possibility. It's a powerful opportunity for growth, for healing, and creating a life that's truly authentic and very fulfilling. So it's about recognizing that you are not defined by your past, but by the choices you make today in the present moment. So I just want you to be very mindful of that. Your past does not define you. Be present in the moment and allow all of those things that hindered you and held you back or any challenges that you're facing, take the opportunity to reflect, to get some resources so that you can rise out of those situations, so that you can come out better than before. And you're not alone. So many people go through life and they're actually crippling themselves because they're holding on to mistakes they made years ago or trauma bonds that you know, were created years ago and they're still stuck. They're stuck in that moment. And if you're stuck or you've been stuck or you're feeling stuck, it's okay. That's normal. You have to work to push through and get resources so that you can move forward and elevate in life, because we all face mistakes. We've all had setbacks and we all have some level of resentment or something that, you know, we're just not proud of or we regret, but you can't live in that. You have to live in the present and not in the past. You have to be able to be free, free yourself and let go of those things and understand that failure is not final. The power of resilience and self-belief is critical. You may have been hurt, you may have been disappointed, someone may have let you down, but you have to let go of that regret. And you also have to forgive yourself if you feel guilt about something that took place in your life. We all have trauma and we all process that and deal with it differently. But I'm here to tell you, forgive yourself. You deserve a second chance and learn from the past. You have to have a very good understanding of how to turn setbacks into stepping stones and find your way in the midst of adversity and reframe your narrative. Take back your narrative. You deserve a second chance in life, just like everyone else. And when you're rebuilding, rebuild with a purpose. Now is your time, your second chance. You're rebuilding with a purpose. Identify your true passions, all of your strengths, and set goals for a renewed future, for the new you, for the future you. And here's a big one: overcome that fear and self-doubt. Don't let fear get in the way of you having your second chance in life and rebuilding something beautiful with a purpose, with a vision. The path is clear. There's clarity. You have a sense of direction and you're walking in your purpose with your second chance, with renewed strength and more determined than ever to overcome all of those obstacles and eliminate self-doubt, telling yourself that you can. And it's a fresh start. It's a second chance in life that you're more and very deserving of, because guess what? You are an overcomer and you are not defined by your past. So today is the day to take action for a lasting change. Develop some new habits and routines that can, you know, interrupt the patterns of what you've already have going on that's gotten you into that spot. And surround yourself with positive people, positive influences, and people that are pouring into you and want to see you grow, want to see you succeed. And if your tribe is not supportive and positive, you need a new tribe. I'm here to tell you, you have to have that level of positive circle and pour into yourself. Get those resources. I mean, you listen to podcasts, read books, if you want a mentor or just to support a family member, loved one, friend, spouse, whatever that looks like for you. But make sure that your influences are positive, because in your second chance and your new outlook in life, the last thing you want is a negative person on top of things you're already dealing with. So surround yourself with positive people and positive influences and live a life of fulfillment and gratitude, and just maintain that mindset for growth and gratitude. Pour into yourself. Take time to practice mindfulness. I mean, we've done meditation on a few podcasts and I enjoyed that, and I hope you did too. You have to be present in the moment. You have to clear your mind and you have to have a clear vision and understand it's not where you've been, it's where you're going. You're not defined by those setbacks and the times you felt so short. You're defined by what you do today, how you prepare for your future, and what direction that you're going in. That's the real test of who you're going to be and the second chance in life. So live with intention. action, be intentional, and rebuild with a purpose, because this is your second chance in life. I hope you're ready, and I hope you're willing to do the work, because don't you forget, life is full of so many unexpected twists and turns. So when things get going and they get a little rough and the road gets bumpy, don't lose sight of what you envision for yourself. Even when your plans get interrupted by certain trials and tribulations, understand that failures and setbacks and disappointments, that's a part of the game, but you have to grow, you have to rise and elevate through them. And this is the most important thing I'm going to give you today. Don't lose your way. You have to keep sight and stay focused on the vision and understand that all of those things that you've gone through, that's the past. It's behind you and it has prepared you for today, your new beginning, your second chance in life. All of those setbacks, it brought you here, and now is an opportunity for your second chance at greatness. It's your time. This is your time for a second chance at a life that you deserve, because you are here. You're not broken. You're here. You persevered through whatever that is you were going through. So this is your second chance to rebuild, to practice wisdom and take certain steps and actions to strengthen yourself and reclaim your purpose. Reclaim your destiny and step boldly into this new life that you are so deserving of, that you are meant to live. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling excited about the second chance in life. It's so filled with hope. It's so filled with unlimited possibilities. Is not something that we're just saying. It's real. It's reality, because everything that you've gone through, anything that you face, big or small, guess what? It did not break you. You're still here. You're listening to this podcast. And today is a day to just reflect on what you want your new life to be like, and to build with a purpose and have clarity and have direction and understand that all of those things that you were going through, they are your past and they have set you up for something great in your future. And you have to take this time now in the present moment to elevate. That's right. Elevate, to grow, to evolve, and to get better a day at a time. A day at a time. Rome wasn't built in a day. So I'm excited. It's such a new beginning. It's your second chance in life. And don't let negative things define you. Don't hold on to resentment and bitterness, because you made it through. Whatever that is that hurt you and you're disappointed in, you made it through the disappointment. You made it through the regrets. You made it through all of those difficult and challenging times, because you are here today and this is your second chance in life. Sometimes we take it for granted, but this is your second chance to do better and to be the better version of you. So think about the future year, the future you. What does that look like? You should be excited, because something greater is in store for you. Now, all you have to do is simply believe and be dedicated and be committed to your second chance in life. It's a new beginning and it's a fresh start for you to rewrite your story. You still have the pen. You still have that paper. So rewrite your story on what you want your life to be. Have that vision and work towards all of these goals where they're manageable, to create the future filled with a beautiful, fulfilled life that you desire and you're capable of having. You're more than capable of having that life that you deeply desire. A second chance in life is a gift, one that requires courage, faith, and action. By embracing the lessons of the past, You're stepping into your true potential and committing to continuous growth. You can create a future that is even greater than you imagine. The road may not always be easy, but every step forward is a testament to your strength and determination. Your second chance starts now. How will you make the most of it? What area of your life are you ready to give a second chance to? What small step can you take today to begin the process of creating a new and empowering chapter in your story? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you have the power to create a second chance for yourself. Embrace the possibility, believe in your potential, and create a future you're proud of. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.